You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and personal success. If you are a parent to a young one or have watched a little one, you know that it can be difficult to get toddlers to eat their vegetables and drink their water. As parents, we learn to tap into and encourage our children's natural wonder and excitement to guide them towards a healthy and constructive lifestyle. So we'll turn a spoon full of baby food into an airplane or train to get our baby to take a bite of food. Getting kids to drink water often presents a similar challenge. Someday kids can go the whole morning without drinking more than a few sips of water, no matter how many times you offer them a cup. They can get so absorbed in playing that they forget to drink. An innovative new product line helps kids consume more water and in return get healthy, called New Spin Kids. Here today is spokesperson Claire Massey to tell us more. Claire, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So to kick things off, tell us, what is New Spin and what spurred the idea for the innovative product design?
Well, New Spin Kids is a privately owned and operated small business founded by myself, my husband Dan, and our business partner Sky. We develop premium children's products. Our flagship product is the Sip and Spin Straw Cup. It's an innovative straw cup that makes hydration healthy, easy, and fun for kids. As parents of young kids, we saw how difficult it could be to get our kids to drink enough water without resorting to sugary drinks. So we developed the Sip and Spin Cup with a pinwheel in the lid that spins when your child drinks. The kids are excited to drink water because of the fun of making this pinwheel spin around. And then as we were developing the Sip and Spin Cup, we saw a need for a really well-made, easy-to-use, valve-free straw cup. We advocate the use of valve-free silicone straws for dental health, speech development, hygiene, and food safety. So with this in mind, we came up with the Zumi Cup. It has only three parts, just the cup, the lid, and the silicone straw. And that simplifies healthy hydration.
What would you say is the biggest advantage New Spin, Sip and Spin products offer to both parents and children?
Well, parents have a lot of tools in their toolboxes to get through the day. The Sip and Spin Cup is a useful and fun tool to get your kids to drink water at the dinner table and around the house. As you were saying, it can be a challenge to get kids to drink enough water, and they often don't want to stop playing to drink, or they just forget because they get so focused on what they're doing in the moment. So we took this issue to heart and began developing the Sip and Spin Cup so that our kids would actually look forward to drinking their water from their fun and special cups. And as parents and engineers, we dove deep into research for the design. We found that in addition to making the cups fun, we could make improvements to the cups to make them both healthier for kids and easier for the parents to use. And we made sure that all of the Sip and Spin Cup is easy to completely clean. All the parts disassemble easily, and they're dishwasher safe, and there are no hidden places for mold to grow.
Certainly sounds exciting, and it even sounds like maybe adults need a version of their own. How does the technology of the Sip and Spin help children to drink more water?
Well, the pinwheel in the Sip and Spin Cup is completely powered by the water being drawn through the straw when your kid takes a drink. So the faster they drink, the faster the pinwheel spins. And this visual feedback is very interactive, and it's fun for the kids and can encourage them to drink more. That sometimes they like to turn it into a little bit of a game to see which character on the pinwheel lands like at the top, and they'll take a sip and say, "Ooh, I got the blue truck," or "Ooh, I got the pink butterfly," and so they really enjoy that. And the racing trucks and the soaring butterflies can encourage kids to take a break from playing and have a sip of water because it's fun. They can also cheer up and rehydrate a sick child or motivate a toddler to transition from a bottle or a spouted sippy to a straw cup.
Today we are joined by Claire Massey, spokesperson and the creative director for New Spin Kids, a startup company based in Long Beach, California, focused on developing fun and functional products here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Claire, are the cups mainly for drinking water, or can you also use it for drinking milk, juice, or any other beverages?
You can use our cups for drinking any beverages. The Sip and Spin cup works best with clear liquids so that you can see the art on the pinwheel as you drink, because the liquid goes over the disc. And so if you have an opaque liquid, it wouldn't show so well, and it'll still spin. You might not be able to see it. The Sip and Spin cup works best with water or other clear liquids. And then when you want to use milk or juice, something like that, we have the Zumi straw cup, which is great for that. It's since it doesn't have a valve, so the straw is open from end to end. It makes it easy to clean any milk or juice out of the straw, either by hand or in the dishwasher.
And what are your takeaways for getting kids to drink more water, which is always the problem?
It is, yes. We have several that we've come up with over the last couple of years as we've been working on this. The first and the biggest one is make it fun. You can get creative with your presentation of the water. This could be like a cup that's their favorite color, or a fun character, or using a grown-up cup as a special treat, or, of course, a cup with a pinwheel and a lid that spins when they drink. Another thing is to make it easy. If your kid has to work hard to get the water to come out of the cup, they're not going to drink as much. Many toddler straw cups have a valve. It's a thin piece of silicone that closes the straw, and then it has a slit in it that the water has to squeeze through to come out. And our valve-free straws are significantly easier to drink from than straws with a valve, so they'll just naturally get more fluid coming through at once. And also make it available. A cup of water, keep a cup of water handy all day long so that it's easy to take a sip anytime. And lastly, be a role model. Your kids will follow your example, so be sure that they see you drinking water throughout the day too.
What is your advice to entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a new product like you and the company that you're involved with right now?
Be passionate and focused. You'll learn that mostly things don't work out according to plan, but it's very important to have a plan so that you can set your priorities. The big component of success is customer acceptance and perception of your product. So listen to what your customers have to say. Make a conscientious effort to get feedback, especially during product development. Be sure that you can proudly stand behind the products that you put on the market. You just don't want to cut corners at all. You want to put it out there and be able to stand behind it 100%. As a startup, you're going to wear many hats and will have to work outside of your comfort zone. A positive frame of mind will help keep you from feeling overwhelmed during that process. And choose a field that you're truly passionate about. There's always a lot of uncertainty when launching a new product. It'll likely be more challenging, take longer, and cost more than you expect. So you really need to love what you do.
Are there any additional products in the works, or where do you see your company a year from now? We're certainly curious to hear your input on that.
Here at New Spin Kids, we're always thinking and tinkering, looking for new ideas. But right now we're mostly focusing our efforts on expanding the Sip and Spin and Zumi customer base. So right now most of our sales are online, but we're working on getting into more brick and mortar stores. We're also developing additional graphic styles for the cups so the customers have more choices. So with more styles, we expect to see even more sales. And we're working on finding distribution outside of the U.S. so we can expand into Canada, Asia, and Europe. And then down the road, we definitely want to expand our product line with new innovative products.
Well, you're certainly solving a problem within the space. Congratulations on the success that you've seen so far. Where can one go to purchase New Spin and to get more information?
Well, thanks. We have a link to a list of stores on our website. That's newspinkids.com. NUSPINKIDS.com. You can buy online directly from our site and on Amazon. You can just search for Sip and Spin or Zoomi. That's Z-O-O-M-I.
Certainly easy enough. Claire, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you with us today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on EPN.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure is always ours. We have been speaking with Claire Massey, spokesperson and the creative director for NewSpin Kids, a startup company based in Long Beach, California, focused on developing fun and functional products. And once again, the website of reference. And for more information and for purchase, it's newspinkids.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.